Good morning, everyone. Today is the 8th of January, 2022, Saturday morning. You know, it's getting harder and harder to find fellowship of like believers. I have a new friend, Sally, from the United Kingdom, and, you know, she's tried to reach out to find a place to worship, and it's almost impossible anymore to find a church that hasn't compromised from the gospel. And so the good Lord has provided technology for fellowship between like brothers and sisters in Christ. That's why I use video conference calls. You know, right now we have a Sunday morning conference call, a fellowship call. We have a Wednesday evening fellowship call. We're doing a Bible study starting in the book of Ephesians with Dion on next Tuesday night. We have a Tuesday broadcast with the Adiola Hour and a Thursday broadcast with Walt Stickle and the Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy. And then Sunday night we have our Bible study with Tom Adams in the book of John. So, you know, it's because we are pretty busy around here. And then of course I have my daily devotionals. That's about 13 broadcasts with all of that combined on a weekly basis. So God will provide a way in the wilderness through Skype and video calls. We can still have fellowship with those of like faith. You know, I think the true church of God has really gone underground, you know. But we have to be reminded that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. Psalm 9:10. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Proverbs 18:10. I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Isaiah 12:2. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Psalm 37:25. The Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. 1 Samuel 12:22. The Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hebrews 13:5-6. He hath made us accepted in the beloved, to present you holy and unblameable and reprovable in his sight. Colossians 1:22, and now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Jude 24:25. Well, I'm glad that God has provided a means of fellowship for us who are lonely, who are out there in a desert howling wilderness, so to speak. I'm glad that we have, God's provided us friends, you know. I have been friends with Walt Stickle for about 8 years now, and we've gone through a lot together. And, you know, I have other friends that God's provided me throughout the United States. You know, J. Michael in California, Rick Vitoric in California, and now a new friend, Dion in El Paso, Texas, and Tom Adams down in Vancouver, Washington, and Louise up in Minnesota, and now Sally in the UK, and Rose Fenton in the UK, and Rita Beckett in New Jersey, and Adiola in Canada, John Avzito in Canada. And, you know, we've gone from being a local church to a worldwide body of believers. God is not, God is all powerful. He can bring people together in fellowship. And, that's what He's done with us over the years. He's brought us a group of people together that are of like faith, and that love the Word of God and don't reject it, and that He has caused us to do that. It's nothing in and of ourselves. So this morning, be encouraged. God is all powerful, and He does have a way. He's brought some new friends to us now. And by the way, David, if you hear this, I've lost your, seems like I've lost your, a way of reaching you. I looked up on the text to try to text you at time to do a broadcast, and I can't find your link. So if you get this, text me again, and we'll get a time we can do a broadcast. That's David Johnson. And also, I want to say hello to Mike Orr from up in Illinois. And I have a new friend that has been emailing me, Rich. I'm having got trouble keeping up with everybody right now. But how can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send His dear Son to die for a wretch so worthy undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like me? It's the wonder of grace. That's all it can be. I deserved hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the One who died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? The wonder of grace speaks to our soul, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny. And yes, we gaze on His face and continue to thank Him for the wonder of grace. Well, I want to encourage everyone today, if you're lonely, if you don't have someone to fellowship, email me and we'll figure out a way to do a Skype call together. Or if you're a sister in Christ, my wife would be happy to do a video call with you as well. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is our prayer. God bless.